Skinny fries.
What? Same tank top, same two people.
New podcast. So
this is going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. And for anyone listening, we're just going to, you know, give you an update on a thing, whatever it is, a topic.
Yeah, I guess that's the show, right?
That's the show. We're going to see how it works out. So I've been watching this show, Last of Us. Have you been watching it?
Of course.
Okay, so it just ended season one. I didn't play the game. Did you play the game?
Not yet. It's coming out later this month on PC. Steam for me, and so I'm excited for that.
Right, because you got one of those Steam decks, right?
I do.
I think we're going to have to deep dive that later. Went on sale today. I thought about it.
10%, 1 year anniversary.
I know, but then the Neo 2 is coming out, and I'm a little torn.
You shouldn't be.
Okay, well, it seems like I should be.
It's about the ecosystem. It's not just about the handheld.
Maybe. I don't know. That's what we said about the Xbox, and yours is where?
Somebody's enjoying it.
Okay, back to Last of Us. So I never played this game. I had no idea it was great. I mean, I've heard of it, but it's a game. I don't play games. And then this show comes out. I'm not going to watch it because I'm not into zombies. I don't care about anything. And a whole bunch of friends say, it doesn't matter. You need to watch this show. So I did.
That's what I was told.
And it's one of the best things I watched this year. It was really great. I've really enjoyed it. I realize it's March, but still. Agreed. And I also don't watch anything. But hey, out of the two things I've watched, it's been the best.
What's the other?
I watched Ted Lasso, but that just came out, so that's not included in that. I watched The Mandalorian. I think The Last of Us is better than The Mandalorian so far.
Yes.
That's the comp. So we'll see. I also watched Top Gun Maverick.
Very good.
That was actually great. I've had a good run. It's been nice.
You watched okay, movie, so I'm watching. It's only March.
I know, isn't it weird?
It'd be a record year for you.
Day off will do that to you. Okay, so there's a show called The Last of Us, and spoilers, you know, abound. I'm not going to give any of those away, but it involves fungus, and there's a very graphic scene involving a fungal kiss that we're not going to go into. But looking online and reading about cordyceps, there's this thing called the World Wood Web. Sounds like Elmer Fudd when I say it.
Wood Wide Web. Wood Wide Web.
Okay, there's this thing called the Wood Wide Web. And I just have to know, Amir, what's the skinny on the Wood Wide Web?
That's a good question. So, first of all, I challenge anybody listening to say that three times fast. If you can, leave us a
note. Sound like Elmer Fudd when you say, Wood Wide Web.
So, I didn't know much about this either, to be honest with you. I heard about it in the show. Specifically, I heard about it in the post-episode kind of inside the show stuff. The writers and developers were talking about it. So I figured I'd do a little bit of research on my own. And a lot of the stuff I'm going to talk about actually comes from sciencefocus.com. So kudos to them, not only on this article, but on a lot of the stuff that they publish and explain. But basically, the Wood Wide Web is a network of connections that exists below ground worldwide, and it involves trees and plants and fungus. That's kind of a high-level overview of what it is. So the TLDR is everything beneath our feet is connected through fungus, right? Who would have thought, right? So here's some cool things about it. So it was discovered back in the 90s, and basically it is like this network that is dependent on its resources, right? So when you think about why it exists and how it exists, essentially plants, trees, talk to one another, they connect with one another, and these connections are done through fungus or fungus root. And I'm going to butcher some of these pronunciations because you know me, I'm not exactly Mr. Scientist, man. Mycorrhiza is the fungal root that kind of connects everything. And these are basically microscopic connections between plants and fungus. And to put it into perspective on how many connections there are, every step that you take in a forest is equivalent of hundreds of kilometers of fungal threads, right? So like what we saw in the show, and if you haven't watched the show, this isn't really a spoiler, where like, you know, the little fibers are coming and connecting. Like that's, in a sense, kind of a real thing. And the reason why it exists, like I mentioned, is that these two sets of organisms, plants and fungus, need one another to survive. So plants give off sugars to the fungus that's made by photosynthesis. And in return, fungi provide phosphorus and nitrogen along with other elements to plants and trees to help them grow and prosper. So not only does it connect with you know, tree one that's right next to tree two, it also is like a community, a neighborhood. So there's a scene in the show where they talk about how when you make contact with one part, other parts miles away feel it and they can respond to it. And in a sense, that's true. So these mycorrhizal networks, they connect and exchange between neighboring plants. They provide sugars, water, nutrients to one another. They help each other grow and survive. And in fact, it's almost a dependency because both sides have to benefit from this. In a way, they're almost like have to force each other to cooperate with one another because, you know, especially the fungi underneath, because they are at a disadvantage. They have to create this diverse partnership with trees because they have a lot of restriction when it comes to nutrients. And so they're dependent on tree roots to get that from them, right? So it's a really, really cool thing. It's kind of crazy to think that, you know, like we think of fungus as like the mushrooms that we eat. And there's so much more that happens underground. And by the way, this is not just like confined to woods and forests. This expands or extends everywhere from like the Amazon to the Arctic tundra. It's not just like in the jungles and the forests that you might think about. They encompass multiple species of plants and fungi. And the types of minerals and stuff that they are exchanged really depend on the types of plants and fungi that are connected to one another. So, yeah, it's really fun. I mean, they help one another survive. They provide food and nutrients to one another. They protect one another. You know, and there's, like I said, there's that dark side. Like, they have to compete for survival. And so for everything that one gives, it also takes. And if the plants don't get it from the fungi, they can't nourish and grow. And if the fungi don't get it from the plants or the trees, they can't survive. So, crazy. But, I mean, they got it right in the show. And we get the Wood Wide Web.
It's really gross in the show.
It is pretty gross in the show. It's probably pretty gross in real life, too, if you actually, like, think about, like, when you think about the extent that fungi have underground, like, it's pretty insane how powerful they are when it comes to survival in this world.
I'm going to tangent to the show. It hits a little hard, right? Like the idea that this, not that you're going to turn into mutant zombies and attack people, but that a fungal infection would probably be the end of humanity. Does that like really, does that get you?
Have you watched all the episodes?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you watch the behind the scenes of the last episode or the making of specifically the making of episode?
I watched the like 5 minutes that followed it. Is that what you mean?
No. Well, yes, but there was also a separate making of like,
no.
Okay.
No.
So they talk about this in the making of, and this thing is real and it does exist right now today, but
it's, yeah, an ant.
Right. And so the way this fungus works is it infects an ant. These little threads work their way up to the ant's brain and it basically takes control of the ant.
No, cordyceps are real. That's not made up.
So, I mean, they're real, not in humans though. Right. So, but yes, if it infects humans, we are fucked.
It's really fucked up.
Mm-hmm. So do you like a mushroom sauteed or fried?
I don't like mushrooms, thank God. They're gross.